And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. This is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I'd like to read something to you from a book called The Imitation of Christ, written by Thomas A. Kempis. It's said to be the most widely read devotional of all time. It's very beautiful. I've only recently began to read it. I've been acquainted with its title for a long time, but only recently have I started reading a little bit every day, and I find it very delightful. Let me read something to you. And I quote, "By two wings is man lifted above earthly things, even by simplicity and purity. Simplicity ought to be in the intention, purity in the affection. Simplicity reaches towards God. Purity apprehendeth him and tastes of him." Now, it's very beautiful, but I want to go back to the beginning of it and read the first sentence, perhaps the second. "By two wings is man lifted above earthly things, even by simplicity and purity. Simplicity ought to be in the intention and purity in the affection. Simplicity reaches towards God, purity apprehends him and tastes of him." Now, let's talk about that. Simplicity. You know, it's an interesting thing. As one progresses in one's walk with God, things become simpler. I once heard a very nice man. His name was Will Schutz. He was one of the founders of the Human Potential Movement. You know, back in the 1970s and 1980s, they had something called the Human Potential Movement. You may have heard of Abraham Maslow and people like that, Carl Rogers. Well, Will Schutz said something that was so right on in one of his books. I think the title of it was Love, if I'm not mistaken. But he said that first our understanding is simplistic. You know, when you first learn something, whatever it might be, you have a simplistic understanding of it, very shallow. Maybe you can recognize it, and that's about all. And maybe say a couple of words. You might have a definition in your mind. It's simplistic. And then as you continue to study and to learn, then your understanding of it becomes complex. Okay? Then you know more and more and more. I'm sure you've experienced that if you'd studied any field or you've sat in college classes or something like that. It becomes complex. But then, the next stage after that is your understanding becomes divine simplicity. Divine simplicity. I don't think he used the word divine. I think he used the word sublime. Sublime simplicity. Well, that's a good word too. Either will do. I like divine simplicity. And so it is. Now let's tie that in with what I said. By two wings is man lifted above earthly things, by simplicity and purity. Can you see how God is one, and all things come from him, and he's the eternal center, he's the origin, he's the beginning and the end, he's the great one, the great one. And so it would stand to reason that the soul that seeks after God would begin to discover things as one and see great principles, see many, many facts resolve into one beautiful principle, and one beautiful principle coming from the one God and the one God's will and the one God's love, all becoming one thing. And so life becomes simpler and simpler. By two wings are people lifted above earthly things, by simplicity and purity. Download a free version of my meditation at SheddingShackles.com. That's SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Life is supposed to be happy and sweet, an adventure, a wonderful, wonderful adventure. And it may once again become a wonderful adventure for you, and brightness will be restored and joy. Something like what you once knew when you were a little child. But in order to rediscover it and experience it, this joy, you must see what your mistakes are. Okay? You must come to a full understanding of your mistakes, and that's what I'm helping you to, hopefully, to do. I began today's program by reading to you from a book called The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. And he said, "By two wings is man lifted above earthly things, by simplicity and purity." And so let's continue with that thought. Life should become increasingly simple. Remember when you were a little child. Life was simple, wasn't it? You loved mommy and daddy. You loved your pet. And you loved flowers, and you loved pebbles and the wind in your face. And life was very sweet, and it was simple. Okay? Well, don't disregard or discount that simplicity of a little child. Remember the greatest psychologist who ever lived, who walked upon the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Remember what he said: unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so, a little child has a clear-seeing perception. The perception is clear. You could call it simple. And he sees things in a very perfect sort of a way. Now, of course, he or she is only a little child, and yet, with that perception, that's everything. That perception, if he could hang on to it, and never lose it, would lead back to God. It comes from God and it leads to God. And through a life of adventure and discovery and character growth, that perception would become deeper and the things seen more profound, and then simpler and simpler to divine simplicity. So now, what happens, though? Well, we fall away from that. We fall away. But some of us find our way back. And you know, it's okay. So if you're the average person, then you've fallen away from that. See, you may not even remember having it. But you remember when you were a little tiny child how life was beautiful and sweet and the world was bright. So how is that? How is it that the world was bright and sweet? Well, it is that way for those who love God. But it's also because you perceived it that way. That was your perception. You saw in God's light. You know, have you ever, for example, learned a new word, and then no sooner have you learned it than you see it everywhere? I have to laugh. You'll pardon this little aside here, from this beautiful and profound topic, a little aside. Yesterday I went to the copy shop to get to have something done there by the man there. And they had some of these signs, and while I was waiting for him, I looked at the signs. They were funny signs, you know, that you could buy. And one of them said, "When will they learn that you can't find answers in the bottom of a bottle? The answers are on the internet." And I had to laugh. That was so funny. Well, you know something? And I was reading a Western novel last night, and I'll be darned if that expression wasn't there. The guy was saying, "I can't find answers in the bottom of a bottle." But anyway, the point I'm getting at is if you get a new car, then everywhere you go, you see your make of car and so on. Well, when you love God, then everywhere you look, everything will remind you of God and His goodness and His greatness and His creativity, and even wrong people and wrong things. By contrast, they will remind you of what is good and what is right, and you will cleave to what is good and what is right and shrink from what is wrong. All things work for good for those who love the Lord. Let's have a little announcement here, an important one, a fun one actually, and then we shall continue. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Welcome back. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I'm talking today about divine simplicity and about purity. And I read a little passage from The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. By two wings is man lifted above earthly things, even by simplicity and purity. Simplicity ought to be in the intention, purity in the affection. Now let's talk about that second sentence. Simplicity ought to be in the intention and purity in the affection. You see, when you have a mindset of goodwill, when you have a mindset of wanting to do the right thing, Thomas A. Kempis said, simplicity in the intention. I want to expand on that a little bit. Make it talk about it in such a way that you can understand. See, if your intent is to do the right thing, you really want to do the right thing, the fair thing, the just thing, you really do, the proper thing, whatever that is, you know something? A lot of times you won't know what the right thing is. You won't know what the perfect right thing to do or to say is. You won't even know. Each new second is subtle, especially when you're with your family, with your loved ones, with your partner, your child. The moments that you have with them can be very subtle, very delicate. And the right thing to say, the right thing to do, you don't know in advance because the moment is subtle. You can't pre-plan what to say. If you pre-plan it, then it'll be wooden. It'll be rigid. It'll be, it will have come from your own brain. And so it won't have love and it won't have spontaneity. It won't flow from the moment. It won't flow from divine revelation in the moment. But you have the intent of wanting to do the right thing. You really and truly want to do the right thing. Then you stand there and you don't know what to say. But by not knowing what to say, but wanting to do the right thing, all of a sudden, the right thing will come to you. And you'll just say something. It'll just roll off your tongue. You won't even have thought about it. And there it is. And it was right. Okay? You see the beauty of it. The beauty of it. And then it wasn't from you. I mean, it wasn't something that you pre-planned and thought of. So it'll be fresh and spontaneous, and it'll be beautiful, and it'll be right. And so you stand there, and maybe nothing comes to you. Well, if nothing comes to you, then nothing is what you were supposed to say or do. Sometimes just standing and observing, not doing anything, is enough. Sometimes things resolve themselves. How many times has that happened, where you've been fretting and worrying, and, oh, what am I going to do, what am I going to do? And somehow it resolves itself, and it's amazing. Okay? So now you see the importance of a right intent. But now, simplicity. In other words, the right intent. But should you begin to become self-seeking and think, well, you know, if I say something, then maybe I'll lose some perks, or I'll rock the boat, or they won't like me, or maybe I'll get tired, or maybe I'll get upset, or maybe this, or maybe that. And you begin to waver, see, then your intent is not pure. A pure mindset of wanting to do what's right and wanting the best for the other person, and life is good, and life is simple. And you just flow spontaneously like a little child, doing the right thing. See, it's very beautiful. Well, let's take a little break, and I'll be back in just a moment. Download a free version of my meditation at SheddingShackles.com. That's SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, so keep listening in. Keep listening in. Check out my many YouTube lectures that I have on wonderful spiritual topics. Send me an email if you'd like to have a little get-together, like a little seminar, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm sure I could find a place there somewhere in Palm Springs or Palm Desert or San Bernardino or Redlands, and we could have a little seminar so I could talk about some of these things and you could share and people could learn something and grow, and it's a lot of fun. I've had them in the past, and they are a lot of fun. People always leave better off than when they came, no question about it. Indeed, I am happy to be here in the Southland. It feels right, somehow. Southland, Inland Empire. There's a reason why I'm here. I don't know why, but there has to be. I've been on stations all over the country. I mean, you name it. But here I am now. Here I am. So there must be a reason. Maybe there's some person here in the Inland Empire that listens in one Sunday morning and their life is changed. Okay? And it makes it all worthwhile. Yes, it really does make it all worthwhile. You see, it's a great joy to do this, to turn on the microphone and to start talking. It's a great joy to me. Yes, it'll be a blessing to someone. It'll be a benefit to someone. But it's also a great joy for me to do this program. Love doing it. Okay? Now, what I wanted to say again, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. You see, not everyone can benefit from this program. Some people aren't ready. Some people aren't ready. Other people know that there's something good here, but they're not quite ready for it. But that's okay. At least they know that I'm here. Okay? They know where to find me. Maybe one day they will be ready. Other people, it's just not for them. But for some people, it's a wonderful thing to hear this program. Now, I'm going to say again what I've said many times. This is a little aside from the topic of today's program, but it's useful, and that is this. A lot of people get all messed up. Well, all people do. Let's put it that way. All people get all messed up. See, some people are very clever at hiding it. Other people are not so clever at hiding it, but inside, people are messed up. Okay? And tangled up and confused and angry. Okay? But the difference between people is that some people continue to search. They continue to search for something. They search for real answers. They want to know the truth. Now, a man like Albert Einstein was that way. He wanted to know the truth. See, he really wanted to know. And he knew that he couldn't make it up. He couldn't dredge it up in his imagination or figure it out. It was something that he would have to see. He would have to discover. He wanted to discover the nature of the universe. So you see, that pure, disinterested love is what it was. Then led to his being blessed with making discoveries. Likewise, some people, they want to find, you know what they're looking for, really? They're looking for the Father they've never known. All you've known are failing people. You've known people that were rotten, people that were decent enough, and you liked them, but they had flaws. And you had people that were your friends, or are your friends, and they're nice, okay? Nice. And you like them. But they don't have the answers. They're just like you, okay? And then you've known people who pretended to have the answers, and you found out they didn't really have the answers. See? Either they thought they did and didn't, or they were making things up. But they had feet of clay. So many people that you followed, see, who put themselves up high upon the stage or in front of the group or in front of the classroom or on the media somewhere, and they try to impress you and they sound very clever, but, you know, it's like the Wizard of Oz. Did you ever see the Wizard of Oz, the movie, especially the original movie, the one with Judy Garland? Remember the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow? Well, you remember when she finally met the Wizard of Oz and he had this booming voice, "I am the great Wizard of Oz." But then her little dog Toto pulled the curtain back and all the Wizard of Oz was this little man pulling a bunch of levers. Well, that's the way people are, so don't hate them. Don't hate them. They were all destroyed when they were little children. See, nobody had love for them. Nobody tutored them. They lost their way, so just forgive them. Would you please don't resent them? And then continue searching. Keep searching. Christ said, "Seek, and you will find." He said that. So keep searching. And the more pure your search, there we go, there's the word purity. Remember I began by reading from Thomas A. Kempis, where he said, by two wings are people lifted above earthly things, by simplicity and purity. So if your search is pure, you really want to know the truth, then you will find it. Not because I say so, but because Christ said so. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. By two wings are people lifted above earthly things, by simplicity and purity. So let your intent be to find the truth, and let your search be pure, always in the back of your mind, looking for the truth. And you will find that truth. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.